Now for our story. It was early afternoon. Aunt Mary came through the swinging glass doors of the Brown Palace Hotel in Wakefield. As she walked along rather slowly, there was a thoughtful look on her face. A moment before, she had said goodbye to Nicholas Dorn, the young writer to whom her niece Peggy had been engaged. The date for the wedding was set. The invitations had been sent out. But now Peggy's marriage to Nicholas was never to be, for the young man had decided to go away. His letter of explanation to his pretty young fiancée was in Aunt Mary's purse. And even though Mary Lane respected his reasons and felt that his decision had been the right one, she couldn't help wondering what effect it would have on her niece. But now, as she starts to pass Stephen's paint and hardware store...
Aunt Rose. Aunt Mary.
Oh. Hello, Lily.
Goodness, you certainly were a million miles away.
Well, Lily, I was about 5 miles away.
5 miles, let's see. Well, I calculate that was just about bigger than a long time. Am I right?
Yes.
I bet you were thinking about Peggy. Wondering how she's taking everything that happened.
Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking about it too, Aunt Mary. It's funny when you look back on things, you wonder how you ever could have been so dumb as not to guess. I mean about Lisa. There I was rooming with her in Chicago. And the idea that she had a baby, that she was tangled up with Kip Talbot, well, it never even entered my head.
I don't wonder, Lily. It was all so strange.
It sure was.
Oh, by the way, Lisa called me last night
on her way back to Chicago.
Oh? What did she have to say?
Oh, she just explained that she hadn't felt up to saying goodbye to everybody. You know. I told her she and Lance might as well go on using my apartment if they wanted to.
No, that was nice of you, Lily.
I thought it was the least I could do. Incidentally, I had a wire from Dell. She's coming down tomorrow.
Yes, I know. I had a wire last night.
Well, I guess she sent mine afterwards. She said to tell you not to bother meeting her. She'll stop in at the hotel first, then go on out to the farm.
Oh, I see. I'm awfully glad Dell's coming down.
Oh, my. I got a lot of little problems to iron on about the supper club. Anyway, I'd like to see you, so-and-so. I miss her.
How's the supper club getting along, Lily? You'll have to almost ready for the grand opening.
Oh, pretty soon, I hope. Well, I've run into quite a few headaches trying to get materials and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, other things.
Other things, Lily? What do you mean?
Well, people have sort of let me know that I'm an actress. Well, I guess they don't think much of me around here. I wish everyone was like you, Aunt Mary.
But you mustn't think the people here don't like you, Lily. They may be a little cautious at first about accepting a new person. But they will thaw out gradually. The longer they know you.
I want the club to be a success. I'm just on my way to Bowman about it alone. It's quite a good thing to you, isn't it?
Oh, my. We've been close friends for years. I thought we were married. He was a very young man then, of course.
Yeah, doesn't seem to have aged an awful lot. I've only seen him a couple of times, but I thought he was quite an attractive guy.
Yeah. One might say he was a handsome man. You know, he's had a lot of traveling in his life. He's had a very interesting life, Lily. I remember he was gone for several years just after the last war, living in France.
Well, that's encouraging. I've been sort of dreading this interview. If he's been around, maybe he won't hold it against me that I'm an actress.
No, I'm sure that wouldn't matter to David at all. I believe he feels much as I do, that it's what a person is inside that's important. I've often thought it's a pity David never married. You would have made a wonderful husband for the right girl.
No, I didn't know that, man.
Why?
Yeah. Aunt Mary, I think I know. I bet he was in love with you.
Oh, but all that was years and years ago, Lily.
All right, I guess you'd rather not talk about it. You must have been beautiful, Aunt Mary. You still are.
Lily.
Why, Aunt Mary, you're blushing. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to embarrass you. Well, my appointment with Mr. Burns at 2. I better run along. I want to make a good impression on him. At least I'll be on time.
Yes, Mr. Long, come right in. Here are little gates there. Yeah. Well, how do you do? Sit down, won't you?
Thanks.
Let's see. Last time we met was at your apartment, wasn't it? When I came to Chicago to get Peggy Douglas.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, I understand you've decided to become a permanent resident here in Wakefield.
Uh-huh.
You know, Miss Devon, in a little town like this, everyone knows everyone else's doings almost as soon as they happen. You probably aren't quite used to that yet.
I'm learning fast, though.
Hmm. Well, how do you like it here in Wakefield? Or have you had time to form an opinion as yet?
Oh, yes, I think so. And I like it fine. It's sure different from living in Chicago.
Yes, indeed it is. There's some lovely country around here, you know.
Well, I imagine there is. But so far, I haven't gotten around much. I've been too busy getting this supper club started.
Oh, yes. How's it coming along?
Well, Mr. Bowman, I guess you know that's what I came to see you about. You see, I'm managing the place for Dell Shipley. She's a good friend of Aunt Mary's.
Fine woman. I've met her several times.
Well, the thing is, it's Dell's place. She asked me to see you about a loan. Well, while we get underway, you know. Most of Dell's money is tied up in this place she has in Chicago, Golden Peacock. So, well, we thought if you could see a way clear to...
Yes, yes. Well, Mr. Devon, most of our business here at the bank is with the farmers around Wakefield. We let them have money to buy new equipment, put in improvements, that sort of thing. But a nightclub? Somewhat different undertaking. I'm not sure.
Oh, but it's not really a nightclub, Mr. Bowman. We haven't a name for it yet, and that's why we've just been calling it the supper club. But you see, we intend to serve food, have a little entertainment during the week, and then on weekends we'll have an orchestra down from Chicago and turn the place over to the young people.
The young people? Oh, I see.
It was Aunt Mary's idea. She's been worried because the teenage kids have no place around here where they can go. Except the roadhouses outside of town and... Well, you know what those places are, a lot of drinking and... So anyway, that's how we got the scheme started.
Sounds like a workable plan.
And you see, that's why we need a little money to go on. We've been going over the banquet room at the hotel. You see, we don't intend to charge the kids anything at all. We hope to be able to run on any profits we'll make from the rest of the week. But until we get rolling, we'll be operating at a loss, I imagine. But with any luck, it won't be long until we'll be out of the wood.
Well, it's true Wakefield hasn't anything like that.
There may be room for it once people accept the idea.
But that's just it. It seems the new people here would be darn glad to have a place they could go to dance, have a little entertainment. But don't you think so?
Well, Miss Devon, you're quite a saleswoman. Of course, we'll have to look into the matter more thoroughly, but I'll be very happy to consider making a left.
Oh, gee, that's well, Mr. Bowman. You know, I was just telling Aunt Mary, I was kind of scared to come and see you.
You were? I didn't know I was such an ogre.
Oh, it wasn't that. But as I told you, a lot of people here in town seem to kind of back away from anybody that's been in show business. I was afraid you'd be like that, too.
Well, now you've put me on the defensive, Miss Devon. I'll have to prove to you that I'm not. Look, I'll tell you what. Why don't you have dinner with me tonight? We can talk over the rest of your plans and get better acquainted with the bargain.
Why, Mr. Bowman, that's very nice of you.
Then you will?
Yes, I'd like to very much.
It was after closing time, and the bank's doors had been locked for the day. David Bowman let Lily Devon out, walked slowly back, and sat down at his desk. But after a moment, he rose and went to the window. He could see the lovely blonde girl crossing the street, walking quickly, her tall, slender body full of vitality and youth. He watched her until she disappeared. And Lily, at the same moment, was smiling as she thought of David Bowman's asking her for a date. But then she realized that no one had since she'd been in Wakefield. By no one, Lily meant Randy Lane.